Welcome to Venturi's Voice. If you like the show and would like to hear more from us, give us a follow on your favourite streaming platform. Welcome to the show, guys. Today we're joined by Maximilian Nierhoff, who's Head of Business Intelligence at Fashionette, and Anne-Kristin Werner, who's Business Intelligence Analyst, also at Fashionette. Welcome to the show, guys. It's really good to have you join us today.
Hello, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be part of this.
Hi, Ben. I'm happy to be part of your podcast today.
Excellent. Hi, Anne. We've got a big conversation ahead of us today. It's going to be really interesting. We're going to be focusing around how to use self-service analytics to make an entire company more data-driven. I mean, this is going to be really interesting. And I think, you know, to get the ball rolling, if we could find out about what Fashionette is and what makes it special, if you could start with that, Maximilian.
Yes, sure. So what is Fashionette? And Fashionette is an online platform focused on premium and luxury fashion accessoires for women. And with more than 150 premium and luxury brands and a range of over 11,000 products, Fashionette generates more than 3 million visits per month all over from Europe. And with a customer satisfaction of 96% in November 2020, Fashionette also is the leading online store for designer handbags in Germany. So since its foundation in 2008, the brand has established itself and is now one of the most popular online stores in the German-speaking world for designer bags, shoes and accessoires, as well as sunglasses, watches and jewelry. So the focus of Fashionette is to link the curated range of popular designer accessoires with personal ideas and wishes of each customer. And what makes the company stand out from the technological perspective is the fact that Fashionette's leading position is based on its specially developed webshop concept. The technology platform supports all data-driven processes and guarantees seamless flexibility.
Excellent, excellent. I just think before we get into the main conversation, it would be good if you could give us a bit of introduction to yourself, Maximilian, and your role at Fashionette.
Yes, sure. So before we take a deeper look at today's topic of self-service analytics, I just take the chance to briefly introduce myself. So in January 2018, I joined Fashionette as the head of marketing technology. And as the title suggests, the main task of my department was to centralize and optimize the tools and technologies used in the different marketing departments. I think everyone in our area knows that marketing has become more and more technological and complex in the recent years. So the ongoing digitalization makes it possible to measure nearly everything. And therefore, of course, there's more and more data to check and integrate. So therefore, it was also a goal of the department to automatically import all generated marketing data and create specific reports and dashboards. So since I started at Fashionette, I built up my team and the department, but only 1.5 years later, there was really a big change in our company. And among other things, the business intelligence department was launched. So since then, I'm leading this department as the head of business intelligence with the focus on centralizing the data of the whole company, establishing the necessary technical building blocks, and therefore the development of intelligent data products for the entire company. To get at something chronological again, over 10 years ago, I started my professional career after my studies at a startup, which built a Skype-like product called FriendCaller. It was exciting times at this time. It was exciting there at this time because the company had received a high level of funding from various investors, and I mainly took care to build up the online marketing, focusing on mobile marketing and alternative ways of monetization like offer walls, so watching advertorials to get real call credits and so on. And already at this time, I started to learn more about the programming language Python and R because I already reached the limits with Excel and was searching for an alternative. After that, I worked for a startup again, this time in the B2B area, and it was a social media analytics solution that allowed customers to analyze their data from various social media accounts. Here I was primarily responsible for the online marketing, but also took some care of sales. So, and after that, and before I started at Fashionette, I worked at Parfumerie Douglas, Europe's leading beauty retailer, as an analyst for marketing intelligence. And as the name suggests, I was primarily responsible for analyzing marketing data. In fact, I was almost exclusively using the R programming language and the related Shiny framework to build data products in form of dashboard apps for the end users. And besides pure data analysis, I used various algorithms for forecasting, trend detection and similar to add even more value to the various time series in the dashboards. In fact, almost exactly 5 years ago, I wrote a textbook with almost 350 pages called Mastering R Studio, Develop, Communicate, and Collaborate with R is the title. So R Studio is the most used IDE, integrated development environment for R. And yes, well, at this time, I was already intensively involved in working with data by analyzing it, building data products, and using algorithms to make even more of the gathered data. To follow up on the introduction about what makes FashionNet special, the question could be, how do you manage it to bring these data-driven processes into the company? How to merge data and technology in the most intelligent manner? And of course, my answer is with the business intelligence department.
That's excellent, excellent. Thanks for that, Maximilian. That's really interesting. So, Anne-Kristin, can we move on to you? And could you give us a bit of an introduction and a bit about yourself at FashionNet?
Yes, of course. My name is Anne-Kristin, short Annie, and altogether I'm working for FashionNet since 2.5 years. I started as a marketing technology analyst with a focus of replacement of existing exit reports from our performance marketing colleagues by providing automated dashboards in our visualization tool. And beyond that, I worked on the further development of analytical data products such as the prognostic product contribution margin calculation and so on. And now I'm in the business intelligence department as a data analyst. So in summary, my topics consists of analysis, A/B test evaluation, CRM customer selections, company dashboards, and finally the rollout of self-service analytics approach within the company. I was a customer at FashionNet before starting to work for it, and I'm simply convinced of the company as a customer. So the lovely presented products and the huge product range, the nice service and payment methods like installments are simply nice. And before I completed my Master in Business Administration with the focus on controlling and international management in Cologne, and worked part-time at Metro headquarters, and then joined the new marketing department directly after my studies, where we set up a new department there with a focus on target marketing materials for a delivery customer. And after almost 2 years, I got the chance to change to the analytics department as a newcomer, and I noticed that I felt the urge to evaluate what we had created and to analyze customer behavior, create customer selections for CRM promotions, and calculate business cases. So the tasks were very exciting, but unfortunately very Excel heavy, and the promotions not very online focused. So when I saw the free position at FashionNet, I immediately took the chance to apply for it.
If we're going to get into the main topic of the conversation, what strikes me is that, you know, data these days is so incredibly important and can be utilized by companies to really grow a business really quickly. But if you're a business looking to integrate more data, what methods would you say can be made to implement this?
So this is really an interesting question, and of course we can discuss this for hours. Therefore, I try to concentrate on the relevant aspects for our focus topic, self-service analytics. And in general, being data-driven means that a company can make all their strategic decisions based on the data. This sounds quite easy at first glance, but of course it's not. So what is required as a foundation, as a baseline on the way to a data-driven company? So to keep it simple, we reduce it to the most important components, data infrastructure and data culture. First, you need to be able to access all relevant company data centrally. This requires the use of various technologies like tracking, pipelining, and numerous specific cloud tools and topics, from data acquisition to integration to storage to processing and so on. At FashionNet, of course, the business intelligence department is responsible for these topics. So the next building block is the data culture. And of course, there are various ways and possibilities to create a data culture in a company. And sure, each company or management must decide this specifically. So this also depends very much on the business segment, the size and age of a company. Of course, it makes a difference. whether it's an e-commerce retailer or, for example, a manufacturing industry, a small agile startup or a large enterprise with thousands of employees, and how consolidated an existing company culture is. So in short, there can't be the perfect blueprint for every situation.
Definitely. There's no kind of one-size-fits-all approach, is there? So you're mentioning self-service analytics. Could you describe what that means and at Fashionette?
Yes, of course. We at Fashionette decided that the best way to become a data-driven company is by deploying comprehensive self-service analytics capabilities to all employees. So self-service analytics is, of course, a booming topic in the digital sector for some years now. And if you look at the why and the reason for this, it becomes clear why Fashionette considers self-service analytics to be one of the most important building blocks for becoming and being a data-driven company. As mentioned before, the first important building block is the data infrastructure, or more precisely, that the data of a company is centrally available. Therefore, it's first necessary to dissolve or harmonize the existing data silos and decentralized solutions. Furthermore, the data in the backends of the dozens of diverse specialized tools used in a company must be extracted automatically and made be available centrally. So by means of data modeling, this data is then made available to all employees via a central visualization tool. In the following, Annie will explain what this means for us. But let me turn back to the mentioned reason, the why of the popularity of self-service analytics. In the past, it was the case, and it's certainly still the case today in many companies, that if a normal user in the department wanted to connect data from various data sources for reporting and analysis, he first had to contact the other departments that are in charge of the needed data. And if necessary, the internal IT had to adjust here and there, and possibly an analyst with specialist knowledge also had to deal with the issues. Such a situation naturally arises many times a day or a week. And of course, it won't be possible to deliver all the needed steps in an acceptable time period every time. And of course, this is where data self-services corresponding analysis options come into play. And of course, there are two sides to every coin, and self-service analytics is maybe not the holy grail for every company. In order to prevent the whole topic from becoming a failure, or that only few end users are benefiting, it's of course necessary to carry out a lot of preparing work. This includes the provision of meaningful and validated data sets, as well as continuous help from experts through training, guidelines, specific consultation hours. And to get a deeper understanding of how we have successfully implemented this as Fashionette, I now hand over to Annie.
Yeah, thanks, Maximilian. So self-service analytics at Fashionette first means defining data sets and their content, and after that, developing and providing the data sets. So we create data sets with all relevant company data, follow a standard and KPI naming and logic, and then make this data set available as a data source on Tableau for self-service. We use Tableau not only as a company-wide visualization tool for dashboards, we also use it as a self-service analytics platform. And self-service analytics also means to train colleagues so that all employees at Fashionette can benefit from our data democratization approach. And after providing and training the data sets, the Tableau users can use the data sets for their own dashboards. These dashboards or analysis can be used for operational support or strategic decisions. So self-service analytics also allows existing Excel reports to be replaced by fully automated dashboards without manual effort. And so, Ben, you maybe already noticed we see self-service analytics as Fashionette as a great potential.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on the topic of, you know, data sets, data is so important, especially in an e-commerce business. And, you know, having usable and clean data is imperative. So on that kind of, from that stance, how have you built meaningful and widely usable data sets?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, our data sets form the basis for the self-service analytics approach, and we have split our data sets by topics, for example, in order data, marketing data, or purchasing data, and so on. And for this purpose, we first define all necessary dimensions and metrics, and then we script the data product, always ensuring that it conforms to our company-wide naming convention. and that every metric with the same name has the same logic. In this way, we ensure that all employees, without any exception, always talk about the same revenue, regardless of which dashboard they go to or which data that they use. We start with an easy-to-understand data set for all colleagues, the order data. So on the one hand, the order data are well suited to reduce the new approach barrier. And on the other hand, the data can be compared with already created BI dashboards as control. And at this point, a small hint from me to you all. It just sounds easy, but it is very important to strictly follow the naming convention and the same KPI logic across data sets. This is the only way to ensure high analytical standard. But back to topic, when a data set can be provided, we uploaded it in Tableau and train all colleagues on this data set. And in addition to the training, we also provide detailed documentation of this data source, contents, logics, and so on, which the user can assess at any time. It is very important that the colleagues understand the structure of the data source in order to be able to interpret data correctly. So I always like to use the comparison with the pivot table because most colleagues are familiar with it. You can't just create a pivot table. You first must understand how the data is structured in the background. So keep this in mind for every chart you create in Tableau. And after the training, colleagues can request additional fields for the data sets, of course. In this way, we constantly expand data sets. But we also do not add all requested data. We challenge in each new requested KPI for the data set and do not add data just to have it. Our goal is to provide smart data sets that can be extended individually, of course, where appropriate, but always remain clear to the user.
You're mentioning data sets for all colleagues, and you know, would you say that that's a key factor for the success of the business, everyone being involved?
Yes, Ben, absolutely. So integration of colleagues is, of course, one of the main key success. So colleagues who use the self-service analytics data source and build analysis or dashboards for decision making can provide important insights that makes the company stronger. To introduce colleagues to self-service analytics, we have developed the following concept, which roughly consists of three blocks. So let me summarize these three blocks for you. The first block is the creation of new Tableau users. Manage user rights as well as content server strategy, for example, creation of new sites, project, data sources, and so on. And in general, each colleague gets a Tableau assess, which will create analysis or which the management say they need access to dashboards in order to be able to make database decisions. The second block is the kickoff with all stakeholders to present and train the data sets. At the beginning, including presentation of the Tableau tool and the potential of the self-service analytics approach in order to show the strategic relevance. And the third block is the onboarding of new colleagues to get to know the most important company dashboards as self-service analytics concept, which is split at three levels: beginner, intermediate, and advanced training, as well as the management of the trainings and contact person for further questions. So self-service analytics was and is a completely new approach at Fashionette, which requires, of course, rethinking. And there are already numerous Excel reports that are manually created by colleagues and stored. And the server or sent as an email to the selected distribution list so that information is only available to those who know about the report. And of course, there were colleagues who were very skeptical about the whole new approach, but that was really the minority. So there was no need for change management. And it helped to start with an easy to understand data set because so the barrier overcomes and at the same time, the potential gets clear.
So you have an assistance framework for self-service analytics. Could you give us a bit of insight into that?
Yes, at the beginning I create my own training concept, and which consists of three levels. I told you before: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And so the concept includes training cases on our own company data, guidelines and Tableau function documentations, as well as the weekly office hour, in which colleagues who have questions about the data or Tableau functions can participate. The training course consists of a digital training slot in which company realistic cases are worked out together, and of course enough time is planned for questions. And all cases and guidelines for the discussed Tableau functions are available for each training course as PDF, so that individual cases can be worked through afterwards. So for open questions, we offer an office hour every Monday. The questions are communicated in our Teams group, where all self-service analytics users can follow questions and decide for themselves whether they want to participate in the office hour, because the topic is really interesting for them or not. And during the office hour, for example, we discuss the creation of new KPIs, for example, what formula should look like. We also discuss analysis option for acute issues, and we take up the department requirements of the data set for new information. And so the weekly office hour is a great idea and has become firmly established. But do employees have to remember all answers or logics? So of course not. Every discussed topic that can add value for other colleagues is documented in Confluence. So over the time, a Q&A list has been created that shows colleagues the answer of the most frequently asked questions. And the list is freely accessible and continuously updated so that new colleagues can benefit directly from it. So not to forget the last point, cleaning up is also part of our self-service analytics approach. We roughly clean up Tableau by checking which data sets and dashboards are not often used, move them to archive, and then delete them later. So Ben, long story short, train data sets, documentate logic, practice self-service analytics, and clean up your space.
That's great. That's really good information you've shared with us there. That's really useful as well. I'm just interested in the feedback that you've had from people's work, and you know, does it guarantee it makes their life a lot easier, would you say?
Yeah, there are so many great examples, but let me share two nice examples for you. So one nice example for the great experience with self-service analytics approach is the Glamour Shopping Week promotion evaluation. So after a colleague had received the first beginner and intermediate training, the Glamour Shopping Week was due to begin. And without our help, she was able to provide KPIs with a wide variety of data cuts on a dashboard. And the dashboard is now used for every Glamour Shopping Week campaign and has already been used by the management and other colleagues. So it has had not only reduced manual work, but also increased data quality and centralized access to the data so that every stakeholder can assess it. And another nice feedback came from our category management colleagues in the context of budget planning for the new season. So which they did completely independent with less manual effort. There's a data set for purchasing data, provides information on inventory and sales performance for the respective season, and the data set is perfectly aligned for the category management colleagues. So two colleagues could completely create the plan figures for the next season from this data set. So another great example to reduce manual effort and increase data quality and transparency. And on top, we find more and more small dashboards of colleagues to answer important questions by our data set. We also get requests to make these dashboards available to all colleagues because there are new important insights. And this shows us that self-service analytics is the right way.
Definitely. It just strikes me as how increasingly important data is in businesses, and you know how much if we depend on it, how useful it can be. So in terms of the future, what's next on the agenda regarding self-service analytics?
Yeah, the next steps are, of course, developing and providing additional data sets so that all topics can be answered via self-service analytics. And finally, my personal greatest motivation is the thought that at some point we will be a company where Excel reportings are no longer needed and all reports can be presented in Tableau, both at management level and operational support. And I'm sure that the vision is realistic and can be implemented in the medium term, Fashionette.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you very much for all these impressions, Annie, and explanations on our topic from you as an expert. And I would like to conclude with a brief outlook regarding the topic, what's next on the agenda for self-service analytics. So data democratization by implementing self-service analytics enables employees to make much faster and better decisions. So therefore, we certainly want to generate even more power users and roll out more specific training courses for them to develop their respective knowledge even further. And of course, we look right and left and constantly collect feedback to improve all our processes and activities related to self-service analytics. We are also experimenting with new ways to make the whole topic even better, such as useful algorithms, machine learning, and topics such as automatic trend recognition and so on. In other words, the end user's toolset is constantly being improved to enable even more exciting insights for the employees and therefore also for the whole company. We can say that the whole topic of self-service analytics is supported positively from top to bottom. And so the management board supports the topic with great intensity. So self-service analytics is a complete success for us and Fashionette. Finally, thank you for giving us the opportunity, Ben, to introduce ourselves and talk about self-service analytics. It was an honor for us. Thank you very much.
Also from my side, thank you very much, Ben. It was a pleasure to be part of the podcast, and I'm looking forward to hear your next podcast.
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming on the show. I mean, I'm sure our listeners will find this like really useful. It's been an amazing insight into the business and how you guys work there. So yeah, thanks once again for taking the time to come on the show and provide such amazing insights.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Venturi's Voice. If you like the show, give us a follow on your favorite streaming platform.